Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Matzenhall is able to defeat Nelson in this boys matchup in double overtime, 62-58. Both Matzenhall teams pull off the season sweep over these Nelson Raider teams to wrap up the week. Let's first take a look at our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game, and that is going to be Matt Jones. He finished the night with 26 points. Great night for him. Getting to the basket, drawing contact when, and going to the free throw line when he needed to. Again, 26 points for him. He was one of two players in double figures. The other one was Wyatt Gilbert with 21. Also, Dawson Tabor finished the night with 8 points, 3 for Jake McGee and 2 each for Abe Crawford and Satch Harris. Nelson had 4 players in double figures tonight. Leading the way was DeVaris Whitaker with 17 points. 14 on the night for Jared Graham, 12 for Demarion Daniels, 11 for Taven McCullough. And then also for Nelson, 2 players each with 2 points, Brandon Anderson and Jaquez Adams. This game had 8 ties and 6 lead changes in it, so this game went quite back and forth throughout the night. Matzenhall finished with 12 turnovers and Nelson with 7. Again, Matzenhall did what they had to do to get the victory. And with that win, Matzenhall is going to improve to 14-11 on the season and 5-7 in the 5A East. And Nelson is going to drop to 6-17 and 3-9. So again, Matzenhall gets the victory in double overtime, 62-58. And the Lady Bombers defeat Matzenhall in this game, and the girls' game, 51-40. And the season sweep over Nelson. And that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Our next broadcast will come to your way this Tuesday night. It'll be senior night for Matzenhall as the Bombers and Lady Bombers will welcome Cersei to the hangar. Our coverage will start around 6 o'clock. Now, we'd love to see you out there. If you can't make it, again, we'll start around 6 o'clock. You can listen to it right here. Sweeps Nelson tonight. Our broadcast. I want to thank my producer Joe Shipman back at the studio, and especially with all we had to go through. Again, we apologize for all the technical issues that we had tonight, but we do thank you for sticking with us here on the air and online at ktlo.com. For Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Raider Gym on the campus of Nelson High School in Jonesboro.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Once again, as Matt said, be sure to catch our next broadcast, which is set to come this Tuesday, February 25th, and it is also senior night as Mountain Home returns home to face Cersei. Once again, it starts with the girls' contest set to tip off at around 6, followed by the boys, and both, of course, can be heard here on Classic Hits 101.7. Also, if you've missed any part of our broadcast, you can go to our website at ktlo.com and click on Bomber Sports under the podcast tab. And, of course, we do apologize once again for the multiple technical difficulties that we had this evening, but we hope you'll stick with us next time for Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.